And as Carly Rae Jepsen suggests, we cut to the feeling, and I'm feeling good. It's Mandela Day, Tuesday the 18th of July. We've got interesting people popping into the studio today. One of them in front of me right now is Devon Baird, who's a young opera singer. I mean, Devon, can you believe in 2023 there are still kids that want to sing opera? I think it's brilliant. Brilliant.
I also do too.
So how did your journey with opera begin?
My journey with classical music began in the KZN Youth Choir when I was in grade 8 in high school. I joined the KZN Youth Choir because my older sister was in it. And I decided to go into the classical solos scene of things because the conductor of the choir at the time was taking solo singers on to teach. And he asked me if I'd like to do it, and I was like, yes. And that's kind of where my love for classical music began. And as I started with my different grades for classical voice, the love for opera in me grew bigger, as well as while I was doing subject music throughout school. So it was a bit of a build-up.
Wow. And I say it's unusual in the modern epoch because there's not much focus on classical music in the normal life and style of 2023. It's a very specialist, is it not?
Yes, especially here in South Africa. We're more of a very modern music-based society. So it's still quite popular over in Europe. But the classical scene here in South Africa, we still have a lot of classical musicians, not just singers, but we have a lot of classical pianists, instrumentalists, and also...
And there's some serious talent here. And it never ceases to amaze me how... When you get through all of the drama that is associated with performance, because there's so much drama associated with finding a venue, finding sponsors, finding money, and it shouldn't be like that. I was just thinking back to the launch of the Zimbardi Estate Foundation when they had the KZN Philharmonic coming in for an evening of light classical music, and it was close up and personal. And as they got stuck into some of the more popular pieces, and you know, you can't not be affected by it emotionally if you have any fragment of a soul left after all the drama we've been through as a nation. I listened to this absolute beautiful music for the soul, and it's ethereal. The feeling that is evoked through this kind of magnificent music is quite special. Do you find the same?
I completely agree with you. One of the reasons why I love classical music is that it was composed to evoke a feeling. It was composed to make you think, make you try and think deeper than what you're just being played for you.
And I think it works on various levels that we're not even aware of. And I'll give you an example. In my wild youth, had a bit of a bang on the head. I mean, it's quite a serious one. And when I was let go from the hospital, I wasn't able to really watch television or listen to music. I wasn't able to. My head was jangled. The only thing that I could listen to, funnily enough, was classical music. And I wasn't much of a classical music fan until then. And then I realized that this is hugely healing. And it did. It sort of fixed me. And I believe subsequent to that, I did a bit of research to discover that this is not an unusual thing. People with all sorts of mainly psychological, mental issues, are many of them find that their solace in classical. I'm not suggesting for a moment that you've got these issues, but I'm just suggesting that it is very, very much more powerful than simply an art form of, oh, that's pretty or I don't like it. There's something else much deeper than that.
No, it definitely is. I've actually got some classmates at the University of Pretoria in the music department that are doing their honors research proposals on things like how music affects the psyche, and how a good friend of mine is actually doing how music can help kids with and to get used to cochlear implants and to hearing for the first time and things like that. And it's all classical music because it's just that soothing and that emotion, emotional response that you get from that music from before the 1800s.
And now you are taking one of the most difficult instruments in the lexicon and you're perfecting it. And I say this in all sincerity, there are many instruments that you could choose from. classical music is made up of harmonizing of multiple different sounds and voices, and but the human voice is one of the toughest instruments to perfect. And why is that?
Because the human voice is not just your vocal cords, as people think. It's your whole body. It's my, when I walk around every day today, I'm walking with my instrument. You don't see a guitarist or a pianist walking around with their piano. The music, what makes voice even harder is you can't see it. You can only feel your voice. Whereas if you're playing an instrument, you can see what your fingers are doing. You can kind of look in a mirror, what your mouth is doing if you're playing a saxophone or something like that. But your voice is inside you. It's all on feel. It's all on how it feels in your body. All on
And there's a lot of technique as well.
Yes,
you have to create resonances in your different elements of your body, from the diaphragm right the way through, and the way you shape your mouth, the passaggio, as they say, that has you know the flattening of the tongue and the creating of the slight warble that gives that note the same kind of vibrato as a violin trembling on the string, a finger on the string. There's so much technique involved that folk just probably don't understand, but you certainly do. How do you work yourself into a physical regimen before you perform?
Obviously, just like any sport, singing is a very taxing thing to do. It requires at least half an hour to 45 minute warm up of just not only the vocal cords but my whole body. Keep my body warm, especially with doing my mid-year exams now up in Pretoria. It was quite cold. I had to keep warm the week before, the day of, keep my body warm, which for me, coming from the coast, not used to wearing a whole lot of jerseys, was a bit different. But it's all about making sure that your mechanism is as healthy as possible. I had to stay away from people that are sick. I don't go out to parties and stuff as often. I keep my body healthy. I'm a cyclist, so I ride to keep my body healthy and fit, because like I say, my instrument is my whole body. From the tips of my toes to the tip of my head, that is my instrument.
And you're a big guy. What is your... How do I ask the question? Are you a tenor or a baritone?
I'm a bass, so I'm the lowest. So you're the lowest. I'm the lowest vocal range you can go.
That's very rare, I believe.
In the singing world, it is. You get a lot of baritones, which is your between your bass and your tenor. Tenors in South Africa are not too common, but they're in all around the world. They are quite common. But your basses are probably one of the rarer vocal groups, especially. Not to be a bit of a brag, but basses like me, I can sing quite low. I can go, for any musos out there, I can sing up to G1, which is almost off the piano.
So you have a massive range.
Yes. I think I've got a close to a 3.5 octave range.
Yow. And I believe people are going to have a chance to hear you, well, some very fortunate folk, because you're doing an exam or a recital shortly.
So I'm currently in my honours year at the University of Pretoria. And I've got an honors recital at the end of the year. But for all of my friends and family and folks here in Belito that would like to hear me and have been asking to hear me, I have a concert this week, Thursday, at Ashton in the Grace Hall, just so that I can sing in front of a home crowd, sing my pieces that I need to sing for my recital in front of people that love me and love to hear music, and just so that I can try and bring some classical music to the little town of Belito.
What a wonderful thing. And is this going to be, are there tickets available, or how does one go about getting hold of one?
So this isn't a thing to make profit or anything. The tickets are just 50 rand at the door. If you would like to reserve a spot, because it is a big hall, but if you would like to reserve your spot, my mom, Nikki, is taking RSVPs on her mobile number. I can give that out now.
Yeah, sure.
It's 083-600-9796. And that's, she'd be taking RSVPs for people, but otherwise it's just tickets, 50 rand at the door, just so that you can come and watch an hour of classical music. I'm going to be accompanied by the wonderful and amazing Serene Roberts, who's a teacher and a pianist from the area. And I've done a few, I wouldn't say concerts, but exams with her before when I was in high school. She's an amazing pianist. I'm super happy and I'm grateful that I'm able to work with her for this concert. And I'm also grateful to Ashton Blito for allowing me to do it at the school.
But you're an ex-Ashton.
Yeah, I'm an
star.
Alumni.
An alumni is the word indeed. So it's for them also a great coup, I think, to have produced someone that is doing so well in the world of classical music. I've heard you sing and you're marvelous. I'm going to be there for sure. And I'm sure many, many others listening to this. And by the way, if you just joined us and you'd like to catch up, this is going to be downloaded as a podcast on our podcast platform very shortly. Nikki's number will be there for you to get tickets. And you will be able to hear Devon Baird, my special guest this afternoon on the afternoon show, live in concert at Ashton. This Thursday
at 6:30 p.m.
What an absolute treat. I wish you huge success, not only for the concert, but for your future career. I'm sure it's going to be marvelous.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for sharing that with us on the afternoon show.
Thank you so much for having me.
My very special guest, Devon Baird. He is a singer extraordinaire. The afternoon show continues on the other side.